This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is 9:07:54 on my Bacardo Jewelers watch as we begin this program on a beautiful Thursday, September 4, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. The place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, having lost them, brought to you by our man John Basaliga and his great family of companies, including Basaliga Hospitality, because they made us and kept us free. People like Frederick Malmstone, Dallas, Joseph Koch, Hanover Township, James Serino, Anthony Serino, Fred Serino, Frankie Serino, brothers who served this country with distinction. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but it's nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups, nor could it be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. It doesn't matter if the establishment and the Democrat Party says freedom's too messy. It made us great. Because armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. Well, we we're a little double booked today because I'm not going to be on tomorrow, so the Weekend Warrior's got to come on, and we're going to talk to him. I think probably at 11:05, I've probably got to adjust him, and we'll see, though. But anyway, we've got the Weekend Warrior talking about the NFL season starting tonight. We've got the Pie Man Cometh talking about this Eagles game this evening. And we've got Andy Mihalchik, WBRE-WYOU. I sat down with Andy and my old friend Dave Yonkai to do a podcast that WBRE-YOU is launching. And we're going to talk about that. And if we have time, I'd love to get into Andy's career. He told me he's 65. He looks like a kid. Amazing. Just a great guy. Great guy. And I told him, and this should be a lesson to so many others, nobody knows his politics. Just like our guy, David DeCosmo. Nobody knows their politics. And that's why they had such long, have such longevity. That's why we trust them. That's why they've been around. And so anyway, we'll talk to Andy Mihalchik in the 10 o'clock hour. All of that happening today. Now, Ginny C. asking how Chauncey's doing. Chauncey's in the studio with me today. We've got to take him to see a neurologist tomorrow. You hope and pray it's good news and all that. I'm not going to elevate it, to what it is or isn't. But we love the guy, and he's a great little guy. Well, he's for a dog, he's big. He's over 100 pounds already at approaching 8 months. But Chauncey's in studio with me today. And then in another great thing, I was telling you I was golfing down at one day down at Fox Hill. And so run into these very nice people. One of them turns out to be Jim Parrino. He's telling me about his family. And they had served, four of them, including his father. So I said, we got to give them a tribute. So we're going to do that today at 10:30 and 11:30. For Dad at 10:30 and for the brothers at 11:30 with Jim calling in. And he was nervous about getting in the air. No. You look at number one, he's a natural. But the second part of it is that you just speak from the heart. It'll work. Believe me. So I'm looking forward to those call-ins today. So a busy, busy day. Yesterday, Jerry Mulaney. He was killed during the right at the D-Day, following the D-Day invasion, in 1944. He was killed on his ship, June 8th, 1944, the USS Glennon. So they found remains. I think you remember one of our great listeners had called in about this or texted in about this. And they've identified the remains. And they had a full military burial yesterday at St. Mary's Cemetery in Scranton. Just fabulous. And still family members. Some that even knew him, remembered him. They were there. So a big deal. Jerry Mulaney. And then yesterday, I'm leaving to go down to WBREYOU and to see Andy Mihalchik and all of that. And there's this massive car fire. I'm going to the left on 315, to the right. Some car hit a pole or something. I think it hit a pole. I don't know what made it explode, though. That was a raging fire. And I don't know. They're fixing it now at the Knights Inn. So that's that was just a moment. By the way, there's a lot of things going on in the country, and I don't have my monitor working for some reason in the studio, which I like. It helps me. So now this app, which we'll talk about next hour, it's WBREWYOU 2822 now. He'll tell us how to find it and all that. Andy knows the stuff. But we had a great pleasure. And then somebody says Dave Yonke's a left winger. Yes, he is. I like him. I just like him. I always did. And we had a good discussion, robust, as they say. The point was to have both sides on the podcast. Called him, what does he call it? The Mihalchik Files, I believe. We're going to find all that out when talking to Andy. But very enjoyable. I got to see a lot of people. Paul John Giacomo was down there, you know. My buddy Inge, he is the quintessential, really film historian, news film historian in Northeast Pennsylvania. He'll have these posts on news and sports that he'll put up on Facebook and so forth. And it's just a treasure trove. So he was there yesterday. It was great. It was really nice. Anyway, and then we're talking about doing it more often. But we'll get into that more deeply next hour. For now, we got to take a break. Thanks, Fred Duckman. Wishing Chauncey good luck tomorrow. We'll do all that. We'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Marvelettes. Murph tells us they debuted with their first single, Please Mr. Postman, this date 1961. And before that, and I was a Rochester guy. I went to University of Rochester, and Eastman Kodak loomed large over that city back then. 66, I said this to you before, 66,000 employees. Now, this is 1979. Not one of them was making less than 20 grand, and they had something called the Kodak bonus. You'd get 10% of your salary. I think it was sometime like in March. I mean, it was like Christmas in July. But proof, they invented digital photography and got blown out. And then they were nothing but a pile of patents, valuable patents, but a pile of patents by the end. I think the Kodak Tower still stands. It's such a historic building. It's only 15 stories, but it's really just classy. French chateau. I used to drive by it every day when I was teaching at a local high school. Anyway, yeah, Kodak. So, Mother Teresa, I missed yesterday. So, Mary Regina, she's ever patient. September 3rd. She said, when we speak of the poorest of the poor, who comes to mind? Who are the poorest of the poor? Nobody but you and me. We are the poorest of the poor. Now, I guess. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes she's over my head. Maybe for September 3rd she was. For September 4th, now today, she says, that terrible longing keeps growing, and I feel as if something will break in me one day. And then that darkness comes, that loneliness, that feeling of terrible aloneness. Heaven seems closed from every side, and yet I long for God. I long to love him with every drop of life in me, and I want to love him with a deep personal love. Mother Teresa for September 3rd and September 4th, St. Teresa. One of the amazing people of all time, without any doubts. Cinderblock checking in. He says, hey, Bob, maybe I'm really missing something, but were there a lot of people clamoring in Florida for an end to vaccine mandates? I could understand not mandating COVID shots, as they should be optional like cold or flu vaccines, but measles or mumps or chickenpox, didn't we just have a bunch of illegal immigrants come over here with all those third world sicknesses about a year ago? Easily preventable diseases that we all but eradicated in the U.S. decades ago. Well, I mean, it's a choice that the Floridians are making, and it is controversial. Now, by the way, they don't foreclose you getting these vaccines for your children. But what had happened, Cinderblock, is that the CDC, the old crappy CDC, the one that failed us beyond miserably during COVID, that gang had had, 16 to 20 mandatory shots for kids. And I don't care what it is. I don't care how good it is. There will be adverse consequences to a percentage of those receiving any mass vaccinations. So Florida has said, I'm not defending it or advocating it, but Florida said, hey, parents get to choose the vaccines that their children receive. Now, as far as people coming over from the and illegals in particular, they're not really spreading disease. They're vulnerable to disease. I remember in prison, Puerto Ricans in particular, if something like what's the one? I think it's the measles. Chickenpox. If chickenpox came in, there was no chickenpox in Puerto Rico. And so then they'd get it and they'd spread it. So it's almost more that they're additionally vulnerable than that they're bringing diseases into the country. So I'll stand corrected on that, but that was part of my understanding. Somebody says Florida will become the proving ground as to whether vaccines cause autism. RFK made that statement, and I didn't like him making it because I really, really like him. He made that statement, if you recall, I think it was September. We will know what causes autism. Well, I am certain, like any sophisticated issue, there are multiple causes. So, look, he's a true believer. I don't categorize him as an anti-vaxxer. I categorize him as a vaccine skeptic. I mean, you know what George Carlin said. He says, we didn't get sick. We swam in sewage in the East River. But you're right. Ingredients within these vaccinations has been linked to issues. Tin in particular. I will say this. I trust that RFK and his team, and they are great, Marty McCary, Dr. Oz, Bhattacharya, they care about health. And when people are carrying on about bureaucrats getting fired from the CDC or HHS, Health and Human Services, they're the ones who screwed everything up in the first place. You're damn right they should be fired. Well, you might fire some people that were good or weren't part of it, whatever. You've got to clean this up. You've got to attack it. Somebody texts in agreeing with what I'm saying or actually amplifying it. When you have a vaccine schedule of over 60 shots before the age of 6, I think there's a problem. Can't disagree with that. Cannot disagree. Again, that's what Florida's saying. Hey, parents have the right to make these decisions. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Coming towards the bottom of the hour, you can reach us at 570-883-0098. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about, and otherwise I will just plunge on. But veterans tribute to our first two veterans coming on the other side of these great messages.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans this hour, brought to you by our man John Basiliga, friend of the veterans and a great patriot. One of his great companies is Basiliga Hospitality. Frederick Malmstone. He died August 28th. He was from Dallas. He was 88 years old. Born in Dover, New Jersey, graduated from Dover High School, and then entered the United States Air Force, where he proudly served as a training instructor. Avid golfer, loved bowling, loved gardening. Tragically, he was preceded in death by his daughter Barbara and his grandson Joey. Surviving are his wife of 49 years, the former Joan Hartice, children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Frederick Malmstone. Joseph Koch. He was known as Joe. He was known as Sonny. He passed away August 29th. His family says he was a hardworking, generous, creative, and responsible man who would help anyone build or fix anything. He was a graduate of Hanover Area High School, and then he joined the Air Force. After his service, he worked at Barry Optical, Mary McIntosh, and then became a partner at Wyoming Valley Fasteners and Tools. He retired after owning and operating Diversified Products. Member of Exaltation of the Holy Cross Church, he too was an accomplished golfer. He would create things, he would build things, and he'd give them to friends, and they are all over his neighborhood. He and his wife, Ann, along with family and friends, they love to travel. He'll be terribly missed by his daughters and many, many other family members. Joseph Koch, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality, that includes the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Great Far Street Tavern in the amazing Trip Park section of West Scranton. The Scranton Art House, first run movie theater where you can have your favorite adult beverage and great food while you watch a movie. Queen City Tavern, Main Drag, Oliphant, top shelf. Then there's a class of restaurants in Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. The Stegmeyer Mansion, South Franklin Street, Wilkes-Barre. Go back to another era and enjoy an incredible experience. And then a Terra 519. Low-key Manhattan here in Scranton. And guess what? Sergey's, the nightclub, will be open tonight too. Our veterans brought to you by John and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, then increasing clouds in the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms coming. It'll be 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 58. Friday, morning clouds, then sunny, high near 80. Saturday, cloudy and cooler. Showers and thunderstorms, 72. Sunday, partly sunny, 70 degrees. I guess swimming weather is sort of ending, huh? Rodney texts, morning, Bob, LTS. Joy Reid was casting doubt on Trump being shot in Butler. I mean, she's just she's an insane person. And just like Rodney says, I dare to say that in front of the Comparator family or the other two persons hit that day. Amen, Rodney. Wes Austin, we love him. He puts together great pieces. And that song, Bobby V. I actually had to ask the Bulldog, is it Bobby Vinton or Bobby V? No, it's Bobby V. This date, 1961, he moved from number 23 to number 6 with his hit, Take Good Care of My Baby. Nice. So Chauncey's in the house. The Bull Mastiff. He's, they've been taking good care of him. These medicines, he bounces back, but we just don't know what the problem is. Hopefully we're going to find out tomorrow. But he's a good boy. He's a good, you know, he's a good character. Anyway. somebody's, yeah, you were exactly right. Joe from Westside said, Bob, LTS every day. You said swimming season is coming to an end. How about all the kids in Scranton who never had a swimming season thanks to Pothole Page? Well, I guess some of the potholes were deep enough to swim in. Joe, you're right. Joe, I've got a pothole in front of my house. And I have to not only avoid it with the vehicle, but I'm telling you, I'd break my ankle if I ever step in it. Now, something I was complaining about quite a bit was there's two. They were probably even originally apartment buildings on Clay Avenue in Scranton. And I mean, absolute disgrace. They've been standing there for 5 years. One of them got knocked down. I'm not taking credit for it, but probably just to shut me up. Because remember what they do. Remember what the left does. And that we talked about this on the, not, you know, you never have enough time. All that Mayor Cognetti does, it's about messaging and image because everything's about the agenda. Well, the agenda, the left-wing agenda has nothing to do with knocking eyesores and potential crack houses down. It's nothing to do with it. So here we are. But I've got to say that the one building was knocked down. The other, I don't know why that wasn't. Hey, something that came across the this Epstein thing that's continuing. And I'm starting to get to the point where Trump is. Like, all right, it had nothing to do with me, which, by the way, is proven. I don't care how much you hate Trump. Stop. And I don't want it taking attention from what we're doing. Now, I will tell President Trump, that would be a more effective argument if you weren't always stepping on your successes. You are. One of the things I talked about yesterday with Andy Mihalchuk is he'll have this great success and then he'll step on it. And now, by the way, not like the first term. I was talking about it during the first term. I said, we'll have incredible employment numbers. And then Trump will be fighting with Rosie O'Donnell. He's doing better on that part, by the way. But I said it's a good thing. He's on to the next thing before he can reap the rewards of the last thing. He's about action. This administration is about doing things, not saying things, not posing. And that's to their great credit, but with an unhelpful, actually incredibly biased media, he said, look, this Epstein thing, it's a Democrat Party hoax, which, by the way, they're going to move on because there's nothing about Trump. They can't get Trump. Once they can't get Trump, watch this. It will go away. You'll never hear from it again. Never hear about it. That's as soon as they can't hurt him. And by the way, it's quite obvious they can't because the Biden administration would have. They would have crushed him. And by the way, if there was credible evidence, they could have crushed him justifiably, but there ain't any. So Trump's saying, let's talk about the great things we're doing. He's got the high-tech people in the Rose Garden today. I mean, peripatetic. He's just doing something constantly, and it's all for the good of the country, whether you like him, whether you like what he says, and it's beyond transparent. I hate the stand. It's not painful, but it's uncomfortable. And I said, if I ever had to stand behind Trump when he was doing an event, I just wouldn't go. I'd say, no, sorry, can't do it. Because he'll go on and on. Somebody says, where was the left on the Epstein case the last 4 years? I know. They went from calling us conspiracy theorists to fanning the conspiracy flames faster than Cognetti changed jobs. 100% right. It's crazy when they think they've got an issue. Because what are they going to talk about? Seriously, what would the Democrats talk about? We want illegal alien criminals on the streets. We're for that. What would they talk? Seriously, they're wrong on every single issue. Unbelievable. Somebody thinks, and Bob, totally agree on the Epstein thing. Still have my Epstein air freshener. But with 150 women coming out in that lawsuit a few years ago, awarded over $500 million, they never said anything about Trump. The lawyer of Epstein, well, actually, it was the lawyer of the women, said there's nothing on Trump. Oh, so maybe the lawyer of Epstein also said that. Yeah, I mean, come on. And they're going to move on. Believe me, they're going to ignore it. And somebody pointing out this. Even if they release every page, every word, everything, they're still not going to believe that he's not in there. ALTS. Yep. So that's why he's done with it. Move on. And by the way, move forward with your lawsuit. Compensate the people who need to be compensated. There is money there. I was saying this on, I think, with Andy yesterday. Andy Malchik, I said, I want to know how he got his money. Who gave it to him? He clearly didn't earn it, honestly. And some people say, well, it was Mossad. It was the Mossad. I don't know they'd be throwing around that kind of money to one operative, $500 million. I want to know where his money came from. I think that will answer all of the questions. That's where we should be focused, period. Bob Cadaro, The Eponymous Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Bloomberg Money Minute in the middle here. Find out what's going on in the markets, which have just opened. But we'll be back. The Beatles. Murph says they had their 36th hit and 9th number one song with Help this date, 1965. And then President Harry S. Truman. That was 1951, this date. He addressed the nation from the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference in San Francisco in the first live coast-to-coast television broadcast. Wow. People must have been in awe of that. I mean, not a lot of people had televisions. But, I mean, you'd go to places where you'd gather together and watch. Fascinating stuff. Somebody texts in, the guy that owns Victoria's Secrets and was worth a fortune put his whole entire estate in Epstein's name for a while. And Tucker has great episodes on his podcast about it. It's worth a listen. Oh, no, I'm familiar with the Les Wexner stuff. And again, that's what I want to know. Where did he get his money? Now, Wexner, worth billions. But again, once we know where the money came from, he lived on Wexner's property for a while. He managed at least a part of his money. Because remember, Wexner's money was primarily tied up in his own company's stock. So, I mean, he didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars of cash lying around. That's why it's a continuing mystery. Wexner had a complicated and fairly long relationship with Epstein. And I don't know. Show me how he accumulated $550 million. That's what I want to know. And then we will be able to pursue the rest of it. The girls who got assaulted and so forth, they've got their own lawsuit. They've got a pool of money to grab. We can't unring that bell that this sicko was out amongst us, using his wealth and friendships as cover, maybe blackmail as cover. We don't know. But I believe the most fruitful place to explore is where Epstein got his money. Could be Les Wexner. It's probably many people. Where? Then we'll know. Somebody says, I can't believe you're not standing up for children who are molested by important people. What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? Dear God, how did you take that? This is one of our listeners. Being an idiot. Shame on you for being stupid. Who's not standing up for the children? You don't even listen. Or I don't know if you're a troll because I don't recognize the number. Who's not standing up for the children? Dear God. This is what you get. It's called broadcasting. Wow. See, this is what now, generally, I leave it to left-wingers. They hear a word or a sentence or something, and then they just go off and running. I'm not standing up for the children. Dear Jesus. I almost cussed. I almost cussed. You sound so damn stupid, I don't even know what to say to you. Can you just simply listen to something and actually listen? Wake up. All right. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10 o'clock, almost 10:01. So it is time for the news with Brian Hughes. Let's do that, and then we'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.